Final score tonight from J. Tom Lawler Arena. It is Merrimack 4, Alaska Anchorage 2. David Sackles with us, co-warrior of the game, along with Michael Emerson. He each had two goals tonight. And, David, first of all, you guys fall behind in that second period by the score of 1-0, but then you end up getting a goal to tie the game. What happened on that play?
Yeah, I think, obviously, a big part of our game lately has just kind of been not too high, not too low. We thought we were kind of taking it to them. Obviously, puck finds the back of the net for them, but we weren't really deterred, and OC's getting up the ice, and I thought another big part of our game plan was wide speed. So I saw him carrying it, and I saw their D a little slow to pivot, so I just kind of was flying up the wall, and OC made a great pass, tried to just dip my shoulder and get the puck on net. Lucky that hit their defender and went in.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were trying to maybe make a pass back to him or maybe get it on net. What happened there?
Yeah, honestly, I knew he was going to the net, and I was kind of handcuffed a little bit. So it was honestly a little bit of both, just kind of get it towards that crease and something like that, obviously. You know, you never want to give up a chance there. So I just kind of figured, hey, if he's going, get it towards there. If it hits a pad, gets to him. If it goes right to him, or like what happened, if it hits their D and goes in, perfect.
You know, we had noticed, Mike and I calling the game there tonight, we had noticed that, you know, their goalie, Kritsov, seemed like he was maybe a little bit more aggressive than some of the other goalies. Did you guys notice that as well? Did that play into anything you were trying to do?
Yeah, for sure. I think we talked about it before, too. Obviously, he's a very good goaltender. He's extremely athletic, which we saw. But part of our game plan was, hey, like, get in front of him, shots on net, because he does move a lot. And obviously, with goalies like that, you need to get second chances, and you need to have kind of things go your way. So I thought we did a great job of that. Defenseman getting pucks through and just a net front presence. I think, obviously, you always want to get better at it, but I thought tonight was a big step for us.
So that goal tied it up. As we said, you know, you guys weren't behind for too long. So was that a key to the game tonight as well? You didn't have to chase the game?
Yeah, I think for sure. Obviously, no one wants to chase a game. And I think it's unfortunate we've had to do it a good amount this year. But, no, it felt good to get in front. And not only get in front, but I thought lately we've had a problem with getting in. If we do get in front, you know, not really bearing down and sticking to our game. And I thought we did a really good job tonight of when we had the lead, it wasn't, oh, hey, let's get fancy and play on our heels. It was, hey, we're going to keep it simple. We're going to get pucks in, and I thought we did a really good job of that.
You know, I know you guys, you were talking to the other guys before, and Mike McMahon was over there. He had something to say that I think he said on the air tonight. He'd said earlier in their Mac Report podcast something like, you know, sometimes you just need, like, all your lines to play like a fourth line, you know, in terms of talking about how hard you work, right? And it seemed like that happened tonight. Every one of the four lines that went out there was playing like they had to work.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's something we've been talking about, too, is just the buy-in. And I thought tonight was awesome from everyone. Not only four lines of forwards, but the 6 or 7 D that were out there, too. Everyone kind of just played simple and hard. And I think for a team like us, like, that's what's going to win us hockey games. And, yeah, I honestly was really, really happy with our effort tonight and just kind of keeping things simple and playing Merrimack brand hockey, and I think it kind of showed tonight.
So Michael Emerson made it 2-1, then you got the goal off the faceoff to make it 3-1. What happened there?
Yeah, honestly, just wheels kind of went down for the faceoff. I don't know if it hit a skate or what happened, but it was just kind of sitting there. And another thing we've kind of talked about is just shots on net. So I saw it sitting there, and I was like, hey, I'm just going to turn and fire this one. And got lucky. It kind of went 5-hole. Goalie never saw it, but we'll take it.
Seems like that's one of the things, you know, like your line in particular maybe, but the other line's trying to do as well is, you know, like you said, get pucks on net. The number of shots you guys are having, I don't know, compared to earlier in the year, it seems like you guys are almost doubling the shots on goal that you have in the game.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, obviously, the start of the year, everyone saw it, right? It was just trying to make the perfect play. And I think we've seen success building here when it's just, like I said before, just simple. You know, pucks on net, drive the net, second chances. And we've seen that just second chances have been generated from shots on net, whether it's a direct rebound to a shot or if it's a rebound in the corner that we've been able to hunt and get back and just kind of generate ozone. Obviously, we've seen it, and it's grown. I just think we need to just stick with it and continue it.
Well, for yourself, I mean, your line's played really well. 3 goals last week and obviously 2 tonight. So what's going well for you guys lately?
Yeah, I think it just gets back to plain simple, honestly. I think we all know that none of us are, if it's a one-on-one or a three-on-two, none of us are going to try to make the flashy move. And I think that plays extremely well for us. We all know it's going to be the simple play. It's going to be the hard play. And honestly, it's just working for us. Just getting pucks in low, just being heavy down there. And then when the chances come, just finding them and burying them.
Well, you play these guys again tomorrow night. What do you take from tonight into tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they're an extremely good team with a great goalie. Like I said before, I just think we just need to play our game. I think a big part of tonight was not worrying about the opposition. It was just playing our brand of hockey. And I think that's kind of what we need to do tomorrow, just stick to our game, make sure we dictate pace, and just go from there.
All right, thanks, David Sacco. We appreciate it. Two goals tonight, co-warrior of the game. Congratulations and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.